Shalom to all. Today's episode is Shalom Shabbos Tafayin Ches, and we are starting near the top of the Amud with Halacha Vav and a Vilna source of Davitan Samach Dal Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarabas Biakim Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah says Hanotot Sparnav Zubazu Ibashinov. Somebody who cuts their fingernails one with another, meaning he uses one hand to cut or to peel off the fingernail on the other hand, or he does this with his teeth, meaning he bites his nails. Mechin Sar Mechin Svam Mechin Skanoi. Or he uses his hand to pull out hair from his head, his mustache, or his beard. This is the Isra of Gaizes. Mechin Hagoydeles, a woman who braids her hair. This is the Isser of Bainet. V'chein HaKecheles, or woman who puts makeup on her eye. This is the Isser of Kaisev. V'chein HaPaikeses. This is what women would do. They would put some sort of either cream or like a dough of sorts on their face, and then when they would peel it off, it would leave their skin nice and colorful. This would be the Isser of Tzeveha. Rebbe Elazar Mechayev Chatos. Rebbe Elazar says, in all these cases, a person's Chayev Chatos for these malachas that we just mentioned. Whereas the Chacham Omer Mishum Shvos, the Chacham say it's only an Isser Shvos, it's the Isser Drabanon, because this is not the normal way to do the malacha. One more din, Hatosh Me'atot Nakov, Chayev, V'she'inu Nakov, Potter. Somebody detaches something growing inside a perforated flower pot, he's chayiv. But if it's non-perforated, then he's potter. Or Rishayim Patras Abazay. Rishayim Patras in both scenarios. What's the difference between Atzitz Nakov and Einu Nakov according to the Chamim? So we have this lot in Seder Zrayim. We know that a perforated flower pot is considered to be deriving nourishment from the ground because there's a hole there that allows the moisture and nourishment to go into the pot. Therefore, it's considered like everything in the pot is actually growing in the ground. So if you detach something from it, it's like you harvested or you're over kitzer from a tree or a vegetable or something like that. It's the same thing. But if it's Einu Nakov, if it's not perforated, so it's not deriving nourishment from the ground, and that's why a person would be potter. And the Gemara is going to explain why Rabbi Shimon says you're potter in both cases. The Gemara starts out talking about cutting one's fingernails on Shabbos. Rabbi Vo says, "B'shem Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, ma pligin, what's a machlekes Rabbi Lezer lechamim b'shenatal and who?" That's if a person himself he peeled off or he bit his own fingernails, and whether that's considered normal. Avol not on acher, but if somebody else had cut his fingernails, either bit them off or peeled them, ma'usen hain, that's repulsive. That's something that one person will not do for another. It's not the norm. It's not the derech. And even Rabbi Lezer would agree that he's potter. And now the question is, what about the chamim? Why do they argue with Rabbi Lezer and pater a person who either bites their fingernails or peels them off? And the answer is Rav Acha quotes Rav Nachum, who says b'shem Rav, a person is not going to be chayv for cutting their fingernails until they use scissors. That's a normal way to do it. Use scissors, a nail clipper. Someone's designed for cutting nails and not biting them or peeling them off. And on to the next thing in the Mishnah, Rav Vo says b'shem Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, hagoy deles, a woman who braids her hair, chayv mishum bina, she's chayv for bina, she's building. And vasaki da amr Rabbi Yechon b'shem Rabbi Noya, it's just like the following memra ba'asrin in our place, Tzvachan Lekal Isah, they call a woman who braids hair, Binayasa, a builder. So we see that braiding hair is like building, and that's Isra of Baina. And again, that's as far as Reb Lezer, that he's Mechai V'chatos. Now, Omer Abzeir, Abzeir asks, Lemme Stabra D'Lemme Shum Arig, wouldn't it be more logical to say that she's over for weaving, not for building? But now the Gemara has a problem with this. Mechai V'chatos Reb Zeir, it seems we have a stira in Reb Zeir's Shita. The Taman Omer Abzeir, over there, Reb Zeir said, quoting Reb Chiyu, said B'Shem Reb Yechanan, Hakalei Ashal Hashanim Ba'adam, Chayiv Mishum Arig. If a person braids three hairs on a person, they're Chayiv for Arig. And Amr Reb Ze'era says, Loi Tavi Ve'arighu, isn't this considered spinning and weaving? Meaning it's closer to spinning and not weaving. Bahachu Amr Hachin, over here he says this. Over here he says braiding hair is weaving. So is it spinning or weaving? And the answer is, that's not a stira. Kan b'mruma, kan b'muat. Over here, when Reb Ze'era suggests that it's weaving, that's talking about taking a lot of hair and braiding it, that's more like weaving. But when you're taking only three strands and braiding it, that's more like spinning. The Gemara in Chesmon Bez on top continues with a further clarification of Shitas Reb Lezer. Hadodat Omar Ba'adam. This was only said that one is chayv for braiding hair, that's if they braid human hair. Avol behema, potter. That's a proper girsa. If they braided hair on an animal, they're potter, because that's not the norm. People don't braid animal hair. And kadan the tanya is just like what was taught in the following brisa, ha'isip eskiel levav. If a person makes a wide strap to put on the heart of an animal, which was usually done to protect it from other animals attacking it, but he did it l'shaper in order to beautify the animal, or lahadik bas hamartufin, he made some sort of strap to fasten its sacks, or l'tloisip etzavar behema, to be able to hang them on the neck of the animal. Tahar, this thing that he created, this strap or this piece of leather that he made, is tahar, meaning it can't be makabel tuma, and that's because we say it's a tachshit for an animal, and we don't make tachshitim on animals. Animals don't need beautification unless you bring the dog to the show and try to get an award for him. Regular people with cows and horses and animals that they used back in the day, there's no need to beautify them, which is why something made for their beauty is not considered a kli, and it's not going to be makabel tuma, and it's the same thing over here. If a person braids their animal's hair, that's not something normal to do, it's not called beautifying it, and therefore they wouldn't be either for this on Shabbos. Now we just have a clarification about this bris that we mentioned, hadadat amar bepshutin. This was only said if the piece of leather was flat and it was simple, it didn't have a base kibul, avamukupalin, but if it was folded over, bein ba'adam, bein b'behema, tamei, whether it was made for a person or for an animal, it could be makabel tuma, because since it's folded over, it has a base kibul, it has a place that could be used as a receptacle, so then it could be makabel tuma, even if it was made for an animal. Now explaining the other things in the Mishnah, which we had explained when we read them, here the Gemara just speaks it out, hakaycheles, chayeves, mishum kayseves, if a woman paints her eye, she puts on a little bit of eye makeup, she she's chayiv for writing. Again, that's shita Rabbi Elazar. And apakeses, if she does this thing to her face that makes her skin nice and colorful, chayavis mishum tzeves, she's chayiv for tzeveya. Now move on to the last part of Mishnah discussing atitz nakov and atitz she'enu nakov. So remember, atitz nakov is a perforated flower pot and everything inside is considered to be growing in the ground, whereas a non-perforated flower pot, atitz she'enu nakov, whatever's inside is not considered to be growing from the ground. So you talk about Uriyon Omar, he explains, ma pligin, what's machlokas tanakam Reb Shimon, b'shaloi talash kenegan anekev. That's when he didn't detach opposite the hole. In other words, the hole of this flower pot is on the side. It's on the wall of the flower pot. And therefore, according to Reb Shimon, it's not considered to be deriving nourishment from the ground at all. Avalim talash me kenegan anekev. But if he detached kenegan anekev, which means that the hole was on the bottom of the flower pot, af Reb Shimon maita, even Reb Shimon would agree that of course it's considered to be deriving nourishment from the ground and you'd be chayv for that. And now that we just mentioned this concept of a flower pot, of a atitz nakov, but the hole is in the side, so Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Yerubim asked the following, Haya kule ba'aret, let's say the entire flower pot is in Eretz Yisrael, but it's literally right up against the border, and therefore, v'nekev chutz la'aretz, the hole that's on the side of that flower pot is actually facing chutz la'aretz, and therefore any nourishment that would be coming from the ground into the atzitz would become from chutz la'aretz. And the question is regarding Meiser, do we say that everything growing in this atzitz is like it's getting its nourishment from chutz la'aretz, because that's where the hole is, and therefore nothing would be chayv in Meiser, or do we consider that this atzitz is in Eretz Yisrael, and even though it doesn't have a hole in Eretz Yisrael, so it's not growing from the ground, still at least midrabanan, everything would be chayv in Meiser. And the Gemara now comments, Ashkachas Omar, Madat Srichel Rabbi Yirmiyah, Pshita Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Uryon. It turns out that what you're saying is a question that Rabbi Yirmiyah had, but it's obvious he Yitzchak Bar Uryon, because he had just told us that according to the Chachamim, that's still considered a regular atzitz nakov that's deriving its nourishment from the place where it's located, and that would be considered Eretz Yisrael, whereas according to Reb Shimon, it's not considered a regular atzitz nakov. And so Yitzchak Bar Uryon knows the answer to this, whereas Rabbi Yirmiyah was asking it as a question. Now, continuing with our discussion of atzitz nakov versus einu nakov, there's a brayso that tells us that the only difference between atzitz nakov and einu nakov is hechsher zrayim. We know, as we mentioned multiple times before, produce can only become tamei once it goes through hechsher. It has to be made susceptible to mekabel toma, and that's when one of the seven halachic liquids falls on it, water usually being the main one under discussion. So this brayso tells us the difference between atzitz nakov and einu nakov is that if water falls on produce growing in an atzitz she'einu nakov, so then it's mechsher lekabel toma because it's not considered connected to the ground, whereas if it falls on produce growing in an atzitz nakov, so then it's not machshel kabotoma because considered connected to the ground. However, now we ask, Elaine Enin, are these the only ones? That's the only difference between atzitz nakov and einu nakov. But it's a charnayon. There's other ones. Atzitz nakov mekadesh bekerem, she'einu nakov einu mekadesh bekerem. In atzitz nakov, since it has a hole in it, it's considered like it's deriving nourishment from the ground, and therefore, if let's say there's wheat growing inside atzitz nakov and he brings it through a kerem, through a vineyard, that's going to be iser of kilayim bekerem. But it's einu nakov, we're not going to have this issue. Furthermore, atzitz nakov einu machshes zraim, she'einu nakov machshes zraim. We have this issue of hechsher that we just mentioned, and atosh ma'atzis nakov chayiv m'she'inu nakov pater. We have in our Mishnah that if someone detaches from an atzis nakov on Shabbos, he's chayiv, but if it's einu nakov, then he's pater. So I get this braisa say that the only difference is hechsher zrayim. And the answer is Rabbi Yosef Amar lo stam. Rabbi Yosef said it in his own name, stam, he didn't quote anyone else. Whereas Chananya mati ba b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Chananya was inclined to say it in the name of Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak. And really, this braisa quoted is Rabbi Shimon, and therefore there is no difference between atzis nakov and einu nakov. As we said, Rabbi Shimon doesn't differentiate. The only difference actually is hechsher zrayim. And the reason why is because the Torah Rebus B'Tahar Zrayim, the Torah increases and uses many Lashonis specifically in regards to the Tahar Zrayim, namely that if something is connected to the ground, is growing from the ground, and liquid falls on it, it's not going to be Machshel L'Kabel Toma. And Matam, what's the source for this? Because the Pasuk says, V'chiyipel menevlasim al-kol zera zeirua asher yizorea v'goymer. And so we see that the Pasuk uses a lot of Lashonis of something being planted in the ground, and therefore even Rav Shimon agrees that if we can even tenuously say it's considered connected to the ground by the fact that it's an Atzis Nakov, so then it's considered connected to the ground in as much as it's not going to be Machshel L'Kabel Toma if liquid falls on it. But besides for that, there's no difference, according to Rav Shimon, between Nakov and Einu Nakov. Hadron Lach Parak HaMatznia, Mazdor finishing the 10th Parak of Masechet Shabbos, just like we were Zechet to finish this Parak together, we should be Zechet to finish the entire Masechet together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the brand new Parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.